sponsored by the Tractor Supply Company. It's the Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement Proficiency Project. And the winner is Brandon Anning. He's from the Grayton FFA chapter located in Wisconsin. First and foremost, obviously, congratulations to you, Brandon. Let's talk about your project.
My project started off my 8th grade year. I started doing primarily garage doors and egg shops or egg equipment storage or animal facilities. With my dad, I started doing garage doors, bigger garage doors, all the way up to freestyle barn doors. Then I moved on to more of the mechanical side of it, started getting into small engines and welding and machine work. And then in my junior year in high school, I restored a tractor nationally for Chevron Delo competition, and then did that again senior year and was a top 12 finalist in the country and represented my state of Wisconsin in that. And then I got 1 year of college under my belt for ag equipment repair and maintenance already, and then I went back for welding again this year to further my education in it. And then I currently work at a Case IH dealership in central Wisconsin called Chili Implement. My boss is Brad Sheckelman.
Let's talk about your inspiration for why you wanted to get started in this.
Ever since I was a little boy, I always wanted to. My grandpa had the 53 Farmall Super C as the first tractor I restored. I'd always play on that tractor and try to start it, and then finally I got the chance to restore it my junior year in high school, so I fully restored it and then entered it in a Chevron Delo tractor restoration competition. So,
certainly good inspiration there. Let's talk about some of the biggest challenges you've had to overcome and that you faced along the way.
To do the tractor restorations in my high school, we don't actually have a program in the shop or high school to do them, so I had to go in front of the school board twice both years to get to restore the tractors in high school. We couldn't paint or do any of the sandblasting in there, so I had to do all that off-site. During the restoration process, I had 550 hours invested my first year, 605 my second year, and I've got almost 14,000 hours invested between two tractors nationally. So being financially stable and going to college is definitely a challenging doing that. So,
yeah, and on the flip side, what made you want to keep going with this project? What makes you want to get up every day?
The old stuff is definitely my passion. Anything the older equipment, I love doing, and I like to take things apart and see how they work, put them back together, and I guess that's just what I do. I'm a tinkerer. So,
you started mentioning what you're currently doing, but what's your long term goals with this project?
Long term goal would be to own my own shop someday, specializing in restoring old equipment or tractors. But currently, I do work at a Case IH dealership, and I plan on staying there for a while. So, just moving all the way up through the shop and trying to be number one would be my best goal. So,
who do you want to thank for getting you to where you are today?
My friends and family, my FFA advisor Cheryl Steinbach, my boss Brad Sheckelman, and my last year college advisor Tim Mulrooney.
Well, certainly congratulations goes to you, Brandon Anding. He's of the Grayton FFA chapter there in Wisconsin. This area was sponsored by Tractor Supply Company, and the area of the proficiency is the Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement category. Reporting in Indianapolis, I'm Bryce Duskett.